Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to what Tanisha said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now, so this episode is called Head Coach. Ooh, when you think about the head coach, so many different things come to mind. Oh my God, when I think about a head coach, I think about football, some type of sport where there's, you know, one coach that's above the rest. You know, that coach has expertise in offense and defense. And, you know, I think about how that's the coach that puts everything together. He's responsible for the win or the lose. And he also gets fired when he doesn't have, you know, the competent skills to lead the team. So, yeah, head coach. How does that relate into my life? I think I'm a head coach. At least I think the woman is the head coach in the relationship. Yeah, we give all this, you know, accolades to the man. But really, the woman is the one who fosters and pushes everything. And she controls more than what, you know, we may lead on to. Or we make y'all think y'all run this stuff, but y'all not. The woman really does control a lot of the situation. I mean, she controls when and how you have sex. You know, she controls if the date is going to be more than one. I mean, yeah, we may wait for him to ask, but it really is a lot of stuff that the woman controls in the situation, which is such a powerful place to be. I don't mind. I love it. So, the other thing that kind of triggers my mind when I think about a head coach is, you know, I think about competition. So, you know, when you're thinking about sports, you think about competition. And so as I was thinking about it, I was thinking about this meme. I don't know if it was more of a meme or like an article or something that somebody had wrote. And anyway, I had reposted it and commented on it because I really like what she had to say in terms of women should be dating multiple men. And, you know, it wasn't nothing nasty, but it was really interesting because majority of the women were in agreement and they were saying, wow, I need to learn how to do that. I need to really tap into the free space of not just, you know, trying to see a future with the first man that I meet. And so the women were really on board with it and trying to learn the concept. And it's not sexual, but of course, every single man that read it had issues, except for a few. And those few, I would say, were men who was in touch with their masculine and they didn't feel threatened. You know, they wasn't, I feel like the men who had a big issue with it had a lot of small dick energy, you know, coming through the, you know, their comments and stuff on the post. So dating multiple people, what that was saying was, you know, women typically will meet somebody and start acting like this surrogate helpmeet or the surrogate wife. You know, we start doing things that really is not in your lane immediately in a relationship. And then you invest a lot of time and energy into this person when you should be still really just getting to know them. And then when it doesn't work out, boom, you're sitting there with a lot of wasted time, energy, and resources put into this one person. And so I was like, God damn, that makes so much sense. You know, I was like, yeah, I really dig that, you know, having a couple people that you're talking to, maybe getting to know, not putting yourself out there with just one person, putting all your eggs in one basket, if they turn out to not be that person. But, you know, just to keep your lines of communication open and be open about it. Say, you know, I have a date with John tomorrow, and let Steve be mad. I don't give a shit, you know. And I think so it kind of stops you from investing too much emotional energy into one person too. And, you know, stop you from getting hurt from whatever the situations may be. So I was really intrigued by it. And I was, you know, basically saying, this is how it should be done from here out. Because when you put a lot of energy in folks, they let you down, and they bring you down and they hurt you and so forth and so forth. So I really pretty much agreed with the whole arrangement. But like I said, there was a lot of guys that was like, a woman can't do that. If she dates multiple men, she's a hoe. I was like, come on now. She ain't even having sex with them. You know what? I said, you afraid of competition? Because that was that small dick energy that I'm talking about, because they were afraid of her dating multiple people or seeing somebody else when, you know, you don't have shit to offer. Now, one man did make a valid point. He said he couldn't date multiple people because it's usually the man that pays for the date and the meal. And he said, and I financially don't have my resources up to do that, to take multiple women out on fancy dates and stuff like that. So I totally respected him for saying that. And so that was his reason, and that was cool. But I, you know, was like, it wasn't about you no damn way. It was about women dating multiple men. So in reference to that, I don't think men sometimes understand what all we women go through to get ready for a date. And for me, I will cancel a date immediately because I'm not in the right mental headspace. And if I think it's going to bring my energy level down, then I'm good with just staying at the house. So a lot of times I will decline, cancel. You know, if my hair is not right, my nails aren't done. You know, this is just me. I like to have this first impression and all of that on point, you know, to just have a good time. Now, if it's a non-pressure date, you're just going to have a drink maybe. Maybe even go watch a sporting event somewhere and stuff like that. That's fine. But with COVID, it's like nobody is on the A game anymore. It's like, what are you doing right now? And so because of COVID, there's less places to actually go at a certain hour. And so more people were like, hey, let's just go Netflix and chill. Fuck you. I'm not going to your house and chill. I don't know you like that. And, you know, the expectation, let's just be honest. There's a certain expectation with me coming to your house after hours. I'm not no dumbass. Yeah, we could sit there and fight the feeling and all of that. But you're going to try to get this ass. You're going to try something. And you're going to, I mean, you may be a wizard and you may be a sloth. I don't know. But that's not the energy that I want to put out immediately. And you know, and don't get me wrong, because it's not that women don't like sex and they don't like that, because we're sexual beings. I'm damn sure one. I damn sure, you know, be sizing you up and, you know, be hoping, Lord, please let him have big dick. I don't want to be disappointed. I don't need that kind of distraction in my life. You know, this is just wasting my time. You know, and then it's like, if he has a big dick, can he use it? And then now you get into the next level of what a head coach is. You know, a head coach, you know, that head coach like your girl over there teaching females how to suck dick. That's a head coach. You know, a head coach, a man could be a head coach, but I don't see other men actually teaching other men how to eat pussy. So unless he's teaching his son some techniques and things of what he should do, then that's fine. But I mean, it's kind of like if a man try to teach me how to suck dick, I'm like, how do you know how to do that? I mean, I guess he could say, well, this is what I like. So he may be, an adjacent, a side instructor or some shit. I don't know. But, you know, he may can give me some tips, little tidbits on what he particularly likes, you know. And it's such an uncomfortable thing when you start talking about head and stuff like that. It's uncomfortable because it's an uncomfortable position. It has this master-slave positioning right off the bat, you know. It's like you're on your knees, like you begging, and like he's all that. And then, you know, it has this dominance and positioning. And then all of a sudden, the woman is on her knees, but yet she has so much control. Like, yeah, you may could slap me, but I could bite your ass off. And I don't know why I'm even thinking about something violent, because it could be a very pleasurable and nice thing. It's a nice thing to do for your man if you want to, and how far you want to go with it. You know, if you want to make him fall off, you know, you don't. You know, cause I've seen them cry and fall on their knees afterwards and go to sleep. Or you could, you know, hold him to a place where he is even more excited, even more erect, and then he can go and take you to Pound Town, which is what most women want anyway. I don't know. There's women that really, 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 really like doing it. Like, you know, they like the power that comes with doing it. They like watching the man grovel at his feet and fall off and eyes roll back. It is kind of neat to have that kind of power and control over somebody, I have to admit. But for me, I don't think I'm that good at it. So I practice technique, or I learn and I study. I don't even say I practice. I really ain't had nothing to practice on. I tried that shit on the cucumber. And what? I washed the cucumber. I really did. But that wax shit that they put on these, you know, fruits and vegetables now is just, I didn't like that. That wasn't good. I imagine I should just get a toy and practice on it. Because I just don't think I'm that good at it. And I want to be good at it, because I saw a video one time where this chick, oh my God, and it still stays in my mind. This chick was so cold with it. Like, but she was, it was choking her so bad that it was causing tears and stuff in her eyes. Like, I remember she was literally crying, but she was all about her business. And I thought, I want to be bad like her, because she was able to take the whole thing down her throat, and she was licking his balls at the same time. I was just highly impressed. And she wasn't just like, you know, touching with a tongue. She was doing a lot to them. You know, she was giving them attention as well as the penis. It was just quite amazing. Quite amazing. However, I did learn a technique from watching some videos on how to put it down your throat and not gag, not throw up. So I don't know, maybe I'll have an opportunity at some point to practice that skill set. However, being a head coach, you know, really sounds like something quite interesting to me. However, head coach for me initially was not about that head thing. And I know I spent a lot of time on that. I could get more in detail on it, but, you know, this is a podcast. And I think, I don't know, when you talking to stuff, be rated as G, X, and R, all of that. I don't know. So I probably said too much, because I really, you know, in my mind, I have a whole lot of nasty shit in there that, you know, I was going to say. And then I said, you know what? I'll wait. You know, that kind of information should probably be paid for, you know, in all actuality and truth, that, yeah, I should charge for that type of information. So I'm going to decline to continue talking about that aspect of a head coach. So back to dating multiple people and the competition, because that is originally where we're going with this head coach thing. You know, I'm thinking about some coach got fired, I don't know, on the basketball team the other day. I don't watch that much sports. I know just enough. I think I would watch it more if I had a man. And I remember when I was dating somebody that intrigued me to want to watch it, I watched it more, which is really crazy, because some of the things that we do when we're like, I don't know, spiritually connected with somebody, or, you know, think that person is your soulmate, you do stuff that you normally wouldn't do, and you enjoy it. I actually enjoyed watching sports at that time, so it wasn't like a bad thing or anything like that. But yeah, I know just a little bit, just enough to know that. And I played some sports coming up. I wasn't that big at that because I was that bad kid, you know, just doing other stuff. But yeah, probably had I been more active in sports, I probably wouldn't have been having kids young or something like that. I don't know. Anywho, but yeah, back to that head coach. See, every time I say head coach, I think about giving head. I don't know. I that's what I think about. You know, I try to take a topic and have a dual meaning and a dual topic on it. But yeah, that's kind of where my head is. But if I get back to this competition piece and how men can't handle competition, but they want a woman to do it, that just would start to irritate me. Like, you know, they'd be like, well, I told you about her. And so you're supposed to be completely cool with it because he, quote unquote, was honest, half-ass honest. But when a woman is that honest, she becomes hoes, sluts, all these things that's out of her name. And it may not even be sex. Like, we know for a man, it has to be sex because y'all ain't got too much more to offer unless you rich, you know, or you doing something else. So you, I understand man don't have much more to offer than, you know, that's part of the reason why the inbox gets filled with dick pics because he ain't got shit else to offer. So he immediately starts throwing out there and showing you, this is what I got. This is what you need, girl. This is going to break you down. This is, that ain't going to do shit because I'm never going to see it, okay? But, you know, that's kind of where men's mindsets are when it comes to the goose and the gander. It's always with them, you're seeing somebody else, you're having sex. Let me tell you something, fellas. When a woman decides to break up with you or leave you, she has been plotting that shit forever. And you have been fucking up forever, okay? She don't just up and leave. You know, women don't, they don't leave physically first. They physically will leave last. Or they'll let the mental piece be gone way before they physically get their ass up and say, I'm gone. You know, it takes just draining all the mental space that I had. All of everything is gone before she'll leave. And men are just the opposite. Men will physically burst out the door and still be attached mentally to that woman. But when she leaves, everything's gone. Everything's gone. Like, that physically walking out the door was the last step. I mean, it just was. Like, half the time, and you know, oh, she wouldn't leave me unless it's somebody else or somebody else is in her head. Don't nobody have to be in her head. Nigga, she's in her own head. She's already in the space of, I'm tired of how I feel, and I am coming into my realization of what I'm worth, and you're not giving it to me. You're not even trying to give it to me. And so, you know, while you just in your own head, and she's been in her own head, and then she can't take anymore, she's gone. That's how it happens. It doesn't have nothing to do with another man. But I will say this. When a woman does leave, because she has already mentally left, and this is a physical thing now, she's ready to date. She may not want to immediately because she's hurting in some area, aspect, or mindset about the thing. But, yeah. Ready for the next dude, so I hate it for you. And well, you know, that's what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.